You may know Jackson Pollock, the painter famous for his iconic drip paintings. But what do you know about his wife, artist Lee Krasner? On Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock, the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting, just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Wednesday, a hump day, baby. And it was a rambunctious day today as Merrick Garland got called in front of the Senate to get blasted away. I am going to get to that. I promise it's going to be soon, maybe 5 minutes from now, maybe 10, maybe 20, but it's coming. We'll get to all the Merrick Garland stuff and my thoughts. We're going to get to Fort Bragg changing its name. The Pentagon, I've got a story about this. The Pentagon, quote, losing a bunch of military equipment. Teachers after your kids. Trump up big in the latest primary poll. Your emails. We have so much to get to tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Look, we'll even talk to the president himself.
If they have to pay out $159 billion lead.
All that is still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show, but I want to begin here. And it's going to be I don't want to say dark. Dark's not right. It may be a little bit difficult to hear, but one thing I don't like, I love hope. I love hope. That's why we talk about hopeful things on the show, where we're going, the things that are still good, the things we can save, the things we can take back. We do talk about these things. But one thing I dislike to my core is false hope. I think it cheats everybody. That's not who I am. I don't do it. I don't like doing it. Last night, went to a track meet when I got off the air. My oldest son had a track meet. And he's a runner and a good runner. And we get out there, or he gets out there for an event. He was getting ready to run the 400 last night. And there were two kids. There was a bunch of kids lined up across the track, but there were two kids. And one kid had a beard. In the eighth grade, he had a beard. The other kid looked like a Greek god. And unlike every other kid on the track, he brought his own starting blocks to start off with. Now, my son didn't come talk to me before the race, but if he had and said, "Dad, did you see these guys?" I would have said, "Yeah, you're about to get crushed. It's going to get ugly. You should try to win. Don't get me wrong. You're going to get crushed." I've told you this story before. Believe me, this will come back to politics in a second. When I was in the fifth grade, I made the all-city spelling bee competition. Believe me, there were like five people in our town in Montana. It wasn't a big deal. But I made the I made the all-city spelling bee competition. Now, this was at a time where Montana was all white. Right? So pretty much all white. I get this from my father because I'm sitting there. My dad shows up. My parents are there at the competition, and they're introducing each kid by name. I'm sitting in the auditorium with my parents while each kid gets announced. And my old man is a Rust Belt construction man. All right? He'll give it to you right between the eyes. One kid gets introduced, and it's the Asian kid. And everybody has seen the National Spelling Bee. I don't care about your feelings. I don't care if you're offended. You can email the show. But Asians are better at it. They place a higher priority on such things. But the Asian kid gets introduced in the spelling bee. And I'll never forget this as long as I live. My dad looks over at me and says, "Well, son, looks like you're playing for second today." To which my mom was horrified and she slapped him. Oh, my gosh, Don. But it was hilarious and it was true. So I believe in brutal truths. No false hope. Two things stuck out at me today, and then we'll get to the Merrick Garland stuff. One, Chicago. Great city. I love Chicago. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot lost her reelection bid. This was a little bit of her from last
night. I've called Brandon Johnson and Paul Vallis to congratulate them on their victories in advancing to the runoffs. We were fierce competitors.
No, you weren't. You got killed. We don't need to listen to the rest of her stuff. She got absolutely creamed. And I'm seeing so much of this today, not just from the left, I'm seeing from the right. I'm seeing Chicago's had enough of the violent crime. They're done with Lori Lightfoot. They're done with the violent crime. And then I also saw this. This one just made me snicker something fierce. Governor of New York, Kathy Hochul.
I never thought I'd be able to say these numbers, but it is 3.3% unemployment in Western New York. I think that is extraordinary. So we've created across the state 586,000 new jobs in the.
Obviously, that's an outright lie. New York, I don't have to explain to you, became a complete police state during COVID, wiping out those jobs, finally allowing people to go back to work doesn't count as you creating jobs. It means you're allowing the economy of New York to come back to half-life. But that's not the point of any of this. My point is, when we see things like Lori Lightfoot lose her mayoral race, we are tempted by false hope. We want to believe that the voters are waking up and they're going to turn things around. You heard me explain this over and over again after the midterm election when it came to Kathy Hochul. You heard me explain this when it came to, remember Bill de Blasio, biggest piece of trash in the world? And once he was termed out and done, and New Yorkers were all excited, yeah, Eric Adams, we're going to get tough on crime. Things are going to change. Well, here's the thing. No, they're not. They're not going to change. Not in Chicago. Not in New York. I'm not pointing fingers. Not in LA. I live in the suburbs of Houston. Not in Houston proper. They're not going to change. And do you know why they're not going to change? Because human beings, we will, and I'm just as guilty as anyone else, we will avoid at all costs having a difficult conversation that makes ourselves look bad, that makes ourselves feel bad. It is human nature to assign blame. Did I ever tell you, I'll come back to this, did I ever tell you when I quit playing basketball? I'm tall, I'm super, you know, I'm 6'8", but and I played basketball my whole life. My old man played basketball. He was an outstanding athlete, college athlete, wanted me to play basketball. So I played because my dad wanted me to play and I was tall. And my sophomore year of high school, you see, I never practiced, really. I never practiced basketball. I didn't love playing basketball. I enjoyed some pickup games with my boys. I can hold my own on the basketball court, don't get me wrong, but I just didn't practice that much. And my sophomore year, I made the team. There were tryouts. I made the team. And I rode the bench almost the entire year. And I remember sitting there on the end of that bench the entire year. And I can't remember even one moment where I blamed myself for not getting to play. I blamed who? Who'd I blame? Coach. Coach has it out for me. Oh, it's all political. Coach is at. Do you really think if I was the second coming, well, I guess then it would have been the first coming of LeBron James, I would have been riding the bench? Of course not. Whose fault was it that I was on the bench? My fault. But I blamed the coach. I blamed everyone else. And I quit basketball after that year. Never played organized basketball again. The high school coach was mad when I quit. But I quit anyway. Never went back because I'm pigheaded. I'm a Kelly. Voters in New York, they didn't like de Blasio. So they voted, well, a little differently. But what they should have done instead of blaming Bill de Blasio was looked in the mirror and blame themselves. But they didn't do that. They blamed de Blasio. So instead, they went to the polls and they voted for Eric Adams. And now people are getting their heads blown off in New York City on a daily basis, and nothing has changed at all because you blamed the wrong guy. In Chicago, Lori Lightfoot's no longer the mayor. Well, she's not going to be mayor anymore. And the Chicago people, the people on the right all day today, ha, 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 they bottomed out. Chicagoans won't take this anymore. We're done with it, guys. No more Lori Lightfoot. But here is the problem. You blamed Lori Lightfoot. You didn't blame the right person. You're blaming the coach, not yourself. I see it happening in Wyoming right now. Let's get out to a red state. Wyoming's a super red state. Their state legislature is an absolute pathetic disaster. And I'm seeing so many things of, why are our state legislature so weak? We're far to the right. We're blood red. Why won't they do the things I want to do? And you're sitting there in Wyoming and you're blaming the legislature and you're blaming the state, the Speaker of the House, and you're blaming them. But the truth is, it's your fault. Who did you vote for last election? Same guy you always vote for? It's your fault. It is time for us, American citizens, to take ownership of who and what we are. Gretchen Whitmer, governor of Michigan, stopped people from buying gardening seeds during COVID, became Lenin, and in last election, they went out and overwhelmingly sent her back to office. And the next time she does something wrong, they'll blame her. Gretchen, you suck. I hate you. Gretchen is who she always was. The problem is you're blaming the wrong person. All right. Now let's get to the Merrick Garland stuff. And speaking of getting your head blown off and crime, do you have something you keep on you that will keep you safe at all times? Do you own a hero gun? Shoots the pepper balls, non-lethal gun? Do you have the hero arrow? Shoots the pepper gel? Does your wife? Does your daughter? Mom? Dad? Does your son? You see, this is something you need to buy, and it's something you need to keep on you at all times. You don't need a concealed carry permit. There are bad, violent people out there everywhere you look. Keep something on your body that makes sure you can stop them. I do. Why don't you? Go to hero2020.com and get one for the one you love. Code Jesse gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, all right? State restrictions may apply. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Just one last thing. I can't stop laughing about people who lie to themselves that things are about to turn around. Lori Lightfoot lost. Woohoo! Do you know that one of the two guys who beat her soundly in the runoff is an open Marxist? Jailbreak Marxist. All the violent guys out of prison, it's the same thing. We're tired of crime in Chicago. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not tired enough to make any changes, so you're not. Things are going to change in New York. We're done with Bill de Blasio. We got Eric Adams now. Headline, New York City will pay $21,500 to hundreds of Black Lives Matter protesters. These were the people who took to the streets after the patron saint of fentanyl, George Floyd, died in Minneapolis. and they were rioting and causing a ruckus, so the cops did what cops do, and they arrested them, pepper sprayed them, tried to stop the violence. The new and improved New York City, now the Bill de Blasio's gone. $21,500 to each and every one of them. Did you get your $21,000, $500 check? Look, hey, keep checking the mail. Maybe it'll get there tomorrow. I'm sure there's something coming for you. All right. We're moving on. Because we have a bunch of Merrick Garland stuff today. Now, I want to be clear about something right now. You have to understand PR, public relations. I have to always keep this in mind. You have to keep this in mind. Not just the headline. It's not just that you need to read the headline. Why is there a headline there? How did that come about? Because there have been a ton of headlines like this recently. The FBI says it is long known that most likely COVID was the cause of a lab leak. They've known it forever. What are you talking about? They've known that forever. Oh, okay. And you've got guys like Christopher Wray. He's out there doing the media tour. He's going on Fox News. Christopher Wray, wow.
Let's talk about the FBI and what you told Big Tech, or some agents did, about the authenticity and provenance of Hunter Biden's laptop. What about that from an FBI perspective?
The FBI does not, is not in the business of functioning as the truth police.
Understood.
So we don't tell social media companies to censor anything.
Well, or the Twitter files suggest something.
I just want to pause for just a brief second. Keep in mind, this is not a guess. This is not my opinion. We actually have the emails, the verified email documentation of the FBI telling social media companies to censor things. So that's an outright lie. But anyway, go on.
Different. I mean, there was an FBI request numerous times. Taibbi puts it out. FBI San Francisco request to ban certain accounts. Twitter personnel in this case went on to look for reasons to suspend all four accounts that the FBI wanted to ban or suspend. Is it appropriate to flag social media accounts on Twitter or elsewhere due to politics or government policies when it comes to COVID? Is it appropriate in any way? You're saying it doesn't happen, but there's evidence that it had.
Okay. Why is he going on Fox News? That's the question you needed to be asking. What's going on here? Well, here's what's going on. Merrick Garland got called in front of the Senate today, and there's great audio from that. I'll get to that in a moment. But the Federal Bureau of Investigation, they are well aware that they are now viewed as the Cheka by more than half of the United States of America, and they should be. They are well aware that people like me who call for the complete abolition of the FBI, not a reduction, not firing half the staff, not just the leadership, fire every single employee, get them out of the building, demo the building on national television as a display to everyone who would think of abusing rights the way the FBI has, and then the public trials begin for the people who have abused you and your rights. So they're aware that people feel like I feel. Lots of them. It's not just me. What's about to happen is the FBI is about to get the same treatment that Merrick Garland got today. Republicans control the House of Representatives. The FBI is going, the Republicans have been loudly proclaiming the FBI is going to get called in front of the carpet and they're going to have to answer some tough questions. So, what's going on? Well, they're leaking things to the media. Hey, we knew it was a lab leak. And they're going on Fox News. Why? To try to soften their image before the GOP begins its attacks. It's not because they're sorry. It's not because they're changing anything. It's none of these things. They're working on their image before some really ugly stuff comes out in the upcoming GOP hearings. All you're seeing right now is PR. You're seeing PR because the FBI knows they're going to get the same treatment that Merrick Garland got today.
Now, in an ordinary world, pushing someone would be maybe a simple misdemeanor assault, but not under the Biden Department of Justice. If you're a pro-life activist, what can you expect? Well, in this instance, according to Mr. Houck's wife, two dozen agents clad in body armor and ballistic helmets and shields and a battering ram showed up at his house pointing rifles at his family. Why do you send two dozen agents in body armor?
Yeah, you get it. Believe me, I'm about to play you a lot more of that. Why is the FBI going on Fox News? You notice he went on with Brett Bauer and not Tucker Carlson, right? He wanted it to be hard, but not too hard. This is a PR campaign, nothing more. Now, we'll get to the Merrick Garland stuff, and that stuff is ugly. It's almost as ugly as dog vomit. You know the worst part of cleaning up dog vomit? The smell. I can't get the smell out of my head. I don't have to smell it anymore, thanks to Rough Greens. But more than anything else, when I give my dog Rough Greens, we pour it on Fred's breakfast every single day. You know what I comfort myself with? One, he's cheaper because I don't have to drag him down to the vet for a new ear infection every day. I don't have to clean up his vomit. But two, that big fluffy idiot is going to be around longer because of Rough Greens. I'm grateful for the time Rough Greens, the extra time Rough Greens is giving me with my idiot dog, who I do love. They're giving out free Jumpstart trial bags as we speak. All you pay for is the shipping. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse and get yours today. roughgreens.com/Jesse.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered.
You can build internal resources. That's what the study of psychology is about, building internal resources.
Turning towards is one of the most important elements of successful relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is.
The thing that underpins all of this productivity stuff is finding a way to make the journey itself enjoyable. The journey is the destination.
The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And thus, anything can be next.
Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives. Like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On a summer night in Paris, American artist Lee Krasner is drifting off to sleep when the phone rings. On the line, news that her husband, Jackson, is dead. Jackson, as in the painter Jackson Pollock. He might, to this day, be the most mythologized figure in American art. But how much of the story that we've been told about him is just that? A myth. On Death of an Artist, Season 2, Krasner and Pollock, the story about how the art world changed forever.
and the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting. Just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you, you can email the show whatever you want, your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, which is coming. All those can be emailed to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Chris, did you know Guns N' Roses is going back on tour? They're going on tour. I heard, well, see, that's the problem. Chris said, aren't they 80? Here's the problem. I remember Guns N' Roses because I came up in the 80s when Guns N' Roses was rocking and they're awesome. But then the last video I saw of a Guns N' Roses concert, Axl Rose looked like he ate the rest of the band and then did about a ton of crystal meth, and he didn't sound the same. He didn't look the same. And so I feel like the nostalgia concert that I might buy, he's 60, 61? Ah, dang, we're all getting old. I feel like the nostalgia concert that I want to see is actually not going to be that. I told you about the time we went to Lionel Richie. Don't make fun of me, okay? Lionel Richie has some good jams. That's one. Two, the wife and I heard he was coming to town, so we went out to see Lionel Richie. He was so old. He was so old that he didn't have the energy. Look, and I'm not making fun of being old. Time comes for all of us, right? Father Time's undefeated. But he didn't have the energy to sing that much. So he would sing for a while and then kind of just like walk around. It got to the point where even the fans in the stands, we were all kind of laughing about how bad it was. And that sucks. That sucks. That's going to be my Guns N' Roses experience. All right, quit. Focus. Enough of that nonsense. Let's get to Merrick Garland today. And let's be real clear about something. Merrick Garland gets called in front of the Senate today. He gets absolutely crucified by Ted Cruz and others. Merrick Garland is a communist apparatchik. Merrick Garland... Well, the reason he gives excuses like this that make you want to put your head through your desk is he's a liar.
I will say you are quite right. There are many more prosecutions with respect to the blocking of the abortion centers, but that is generally because those actions are taken in, with photography at the time. During the daylight, and seeing the person who did it is quite easy. Those who are attacking the pregnancy resources centers, which is a horrid thing to do, are doing this at night in the dark. We have put full resources on this. We have rewards out for this.
I'm not making that up. I swear on my life, that's not an edit Chris and Michael did with the audio. The Attorney General, the top law enforcement officer in the United States of America, when asked, why are you sending the Cheka after pro-life activists who are nonviolent, and you're not sending them after the communist street monsters who are burning down pro-life centers, why are you sending the FBI after one and the other? And the top law enforcement officer in the United States of America said, well, it's too dark. We can't see in the dark. Can you make him out? It's so dark. Anyway, guys, do we have anyone committing crimes during the day? Let's focus on that. Okay, well, he's not an idiot. Merrick Garland may be an idiot, actually. Gosh, that voice. And he may be an idiot, but that's not what's happening. You know exactly what's happening. Remember, the right loves to pat itself on the back from abstaining to use power. I don't want to use power. Look at the power. The government should be limited. I don't have the authority. It's not in the Constitution. I'm not allowed. I couldn't. I wouldn't. The communist who has no regard for values or the Constitution or anything else, he believes, he has always believed, The whole point of power is to use it. You use it to get more of it. You use it to punish your friend, to punish your enemies, and you use it to reward your friends. When you are given a position in Congress or the Senate, what are you supposed to do with it? Well, you're supposed to pass these gigantic bills that have millions and millions, frankly, billions of dollars in handouts to your friends. Whoever supports your campaign, whatever friends you have, you find a way to funnel money back to them. But wait, there's more. What else do you do with those positions of power, positions like the Attorney General? Well, you punish your enemies. You see, we would, well, I shouldn't say we. Most of the right, much of the right, we have prided ourselves for so long on having attorney generals like, and by the way, I know it's attorneys general, but that's really stupid. I don't say that. I say attorney general. That yeah, exactly. But we've prided ourselves on having attorney generals like Bill Barr, who's just going to follow the Constitution. And remember when he got, I played it 1,000 times, not going to play it again. Don't even bother looking for it, Chris. I don't care. When he said, well, we're not going to do a tit for tat. And the right hears that and they think, yeah, that's much more fair. The rule of law. The communists would never even dream of saying something like that. What's the point of being an attorney general if you're not going to attack your enemies? That's why Merrick Garland took the job. That's why Joe Biden put him up for the job. He's there to attack pro-lifers. He's there to attack school board parents. He's there to attack you. That, what do you think? You know that there's still 1,000 people they have announced they plan on arresting for the January 6th stuff? 1,000. They're not done. Why? Well, they use power. They use power. They use power against the church.
Attorney General Garland, let me just ask you, does your department have a problem with anti-Catholic bias?
Our department is protects all.
So hold on, just a second. This freaking weasel. Keep in mind, this is a long accomplished attorney who should be able to speak. We're about to have a conversation about speaking, by the way. The long accomplished attorney all of a sudden has marble mouth.
Attorney General Garland, let me just ask you: does your department have a problem with anti-Catholic bias?
Our department protects all religions and all ideologies. It does not have any bias against any religion of any kind.
Well, you could have surprised me, because given the resources that you are expending and the apparently intelligence assets that you are deploying against Catholics, it appears, and other people of faith, while simultaneously turning a blind eye while people are executed gang style in the streets of our cities, including in my home state, your answer frankly surprises me.
Yeah. By the way, if you'd like to hear the longer version, and you probably should, I'm going to play that for you. I just want to, once again, I hate to say this because I sound like Jen Psaki, but I'm going to circle back once again. Don't fall for the idiot routine. Don't fall for it. It's tempting to fall for it. The right, I watch the right fall for it all the time. Man, he's so stupid. Gosh, what an idiot. How negligent is Merrick Garland?
I will say you're quite right. There are many more prosecutions with respect to the blocking of the abortion centers. But that is generally because they are, those actions are taken in, with photography at the time. During the daylight, and seeing the person who did it is quite easy. Those who are attacking the pregnancy resources centers, which is a horrid thing to do, are doing this at night in the dark. We have put full resources on this. We have.
Look, I wish we could do something, but I'm just a hapless oaf, and it's too dark out. No, the top law enforcement officer in the United States of America is a communist who believes you should be thrown in prison for what you believe, and he believes part of his role is to protect those who are trying to kill you. That's the truth. Now, you want to hear that longer version of the Catholic one? What are you up against? Why the church better start getting loud? Buckle up for this.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
We'll all be planning out a route.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you, I understand we're talking about the FBI and the DOJ, and we're discussing some heavy, heavy stuff tonight, our culture. We're going to talk about changing the name of military bases and what's happening at the Pentagon, and there's all these important things going on. But always keep this in mind. Always keep this in mind. There's nothing more important right now than going to jessekellybook.com and buying the Anti-Communist Manifesto. What, Chris? We're trying to keep it real here on the show. We're trying to make sure people understand the importance of things. Look, if you don't go to jessekellybook.com and buy the Anti-Communist Manifesto, you might end up like Dome's husband.
Has being second gentleman changed your own...
One second gentleman, that is so feminine, that should be in the Navy. That's hilarious. Second gentleman.
Has being second gentleman changed your own view of perceived gender roles or what it means to be a man?
Phew, this is something I've thought about a lot and something I've spoken about a lot. There's too much of toxicity. It's masculine toxicity out there, and we've kind of confused what it means to be a man, what it means to be masculine, where you've got this trope out there that you've got to be tough and, you know, angry and lash out to be strong. It's just the opposite. You know, strength is how you show your love for people. Strength is how you are for people and how you have their back and how you...
Yeah, that's not true at all. I texted my dad a complaint today, and you know what he texted me back verbatim? Hold on, I'll tell you verbatim. Quote, "I don't feel sorry for you one bit. The problem is not that we have too much masculinity." All right, quick. Let's go back. Now, I've brought up a million times that, and this is not universal by any stretch of the imagination, because there are some great pastors, some great churches out there. And you know what? I shouldn't actually make this just about the church. This applies to Judaism as well, very much so. Islam is actually better at this than both of us, Chris. That's really embarrassing. But American church, American Jews, American Christians, this is not universal. We have for so long been so soft. We've been softened because we live in a culture where we can practice our faith without obstruction. And that has produced an extremely soft, pathetic version of what we're supposed to be. Now, that's not universal, but the communists are coming for you. They are. We haven't engaged enough. They've taken over the culture because we were busy doing the cheek turning, and now they've come for us. You want a little window into that? This is a little long. This is Josh Hawley versus the top law enforcement officer in the country, Merrick Garland, today. Try not to let your T levels drop when you listen to Merrick.
I notice a pattern, though. The FBI field office in Richmond on the 23rd of January of this year issued a memorandum in which they advocated for, and I quote, "the exploration of new avenues for tripwire and source development against traditionalist Catholics," it's their language, "including those who favor the Latin Mass." Attorney General, are you cultivating sources and spies in Latin Mass parishes and other Catholic parishes around the country?
No, the Justice Department does not do that. It does not do investigations based on religion. I saw the document you have.
What did you do about it?
It's appalling. It's appalling. I'm in complete agreement with you. I understand that the FBI has withdrawn it, and it's now looking into how this could ever have happened.
How did it happen?
That's what they're looking into. But I'm totally in agreement with you. That document.
I'll let them keep going. We're looking into it. I'm appalled this happened. It came from the FBI. Oh, yeah, that's why they withdrew it. They withdrew it because people found out about it.
It was appalling.
I'll tell you how it happened. This memorandum, which is supposed to be intelligent, cites extensively the Southern Poverty Law Center, which goes on to identify all of these different Catholics as being part of hate groups. Is this how the FBI, under your direction and leadership, is this how they do their intelligence work? They look at left-wing advocacy groups to target Catholics? Is this what's going on? I mean, clearly it is. How is this happening?
The FBI is not targeting Catholics, and as I've said, this is an inappropriate memorandum, and it doesn't reflect the methods that the FBI is supposed to be using. It should not be relying on any single organization without doing its own work.
That's the one you found out about. How many haven't you found out about?
That's the one they found out about. You Muslims listening to the show? We have many. What memorandums do you think are going around about you and your mosque? What is your Muslim view on, oh, I don't know, gay marriage? What do you think the FBI thinks about you and your views on gay marriage? Ah, look, people of faith in this nation had better buck up and wake up and start getting real active real fast, because the law enforcement arms of this country, they are coming for you. That was one that we found out about. How many hundreds haven't we found out about? You know what that tells you? You want to know what that really tells you? Those informants, they're already in your church. Of course they're already there. Of course. Oh, by the way, this is another PSA from Daddy Jesse. That Patriot group you're involved in, whatever Patriot group it may be, there's a reason I never answer any of you when you say, Jesse, I want you to come join the whatever, the Tall People of Liberty or whatever new group you send me. Jesse, would you join? We're the best. No. I'm sure you are. I'm sure 90% of the people in that group are the best, and I would enjoy it. You know there's a Fed in that group, right? You know one of your buddies, the one you talk to about going to the range and other things? You know he calls the FBI as soon as you're done talking to him, right? Be careful out there, all right? Be real, real careful out there. All right, that's enough of that. We'll come back to more Merrick Garland FBI stuff. But there's something that I think we all need to hear right now. And this is actually not going to be political at all. We're going to step away from politics for about 5 to 10 minutes. And we're just going to talk about life for a moment. Before we do that, let's talk about you getting evicted from your house. Imagine this conversation. You come home from work and you found out that day that you're getting evicted through no fault of your own. Imagine walking in the door that night and telling your husband, hey, pack up what you can fit in the car. They're coming to evict us tomorrow. That's what happens when these thieves steal your home title. They hack into your home title. It's online. They hack into it. They forge your signature on it. They go take loans out against it. You get evicted from your home because it looks like you took loans you didn't pay back. Oh, don't get me wrong. You could take them to court and fight it. Cost you about 50 grand in attorney fees. In this economy, you got 50 G's laying around? I'm sure you do, probably under the sofa, right? I'll put it this way. If you have 50 grand laying around you don't care about, don't go get home title lock. Don't even bother with it. But if you don't have 50 grand, go to hometitlelock.com/Jesse and sign up. That way it doesn't happen to you. hometitlelock.com/Jesse. All right? All right. We're stepping away from politics for a bit. We'll get into the Pentagon and the Trump Heavy D update and all the other things next hour, but it's time for a little bit of life. Hang on.
You may know Jackson Pollock, the painter famous for his iconic drip paintings. But what do you know about his wife, artist Lee Krasner? On Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock, the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting, just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast,
Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Every Day Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Every Day Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Every Day Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.